George is looking for Doña Josefa, the old woman who he had seen holding a golden coin in her hand and had heard saying, "I must be the richest person in the whole world." George really wanted that gold, and so he was determined to do whatever he needed to find it and get it. He had walked all the way to the river. He had worked all day digging potatoes in the field. He'd had dinner with the farmer and his son. He'd been rowed across the river, and then he found out Doña Josefa had gone on across the mountains. So he said to the young man there on the other side of the river, "How did she go over the mountains?" And the young man explained, "Well, some people came with horses, and she got on a horse and went to where their friend had broken his leg." And so George said, "Well, I need a horse." And the young man said, "Well, I have two horses, and I can lead you where you might find Doña Josefa, but I can't go until I've finished harvesting the corn. And that might take a day, and it might take 2 days." Well, of course, George was impatient. He didn't want to wait. So the next morning, the next day, from sunrise to sunset, he worked all day alongside the young man harvesting corn in the field. And it was a hot, sweaty job. But with every piece of corn he plucked, he felt he was getting closer to his treasure. And that night, they husked some of the corn so they could boil it and eat it for dinner. And George thought those round, plump, yellow kernels of corn reminded him of golden coins. And while he ate his dinner, he thought about Doña Josefa. And he wondered why someone who said she was the richest person in the world would spend all of her time going around caring for the sick and the injured for miles around. Well, the next morning, the two riders set out before sunrise. George couldn't remember the last time he had noticed the beauty of the sunrise. The sight of that delicate early light touching the distant mountains made him catch his breath. And as they rode along, the young man said, "I can understand why you're looking for Doña Josefa. It doesn't surprise me that you should be searching for her. The whole countryside needs her. When my wife was sick with a fever, Doña Josefa came and helped her get well. And you know, she also brought my wife a gold coin." Oh, George groaned inside. He could hardly stand it that the old woman was going around so freely bestowing the gold. They rode the rest of the way in silence, and then finally the young man reined in his horse and said, "This is where I must leave you, friend. Right there is the house where the man with the broken leg lives." And the two slid off their horses so that they could say goodbye. The young man stretched out his hand, and George gave him a funny look. He, as a thief, it had been a long, long time since he had shaken anyone's hand. But finally, he extended his hand as well. And he was surprised that that simple act of shaking hands made him feel warm inside, as if the rays of the sun had gotten all the way to his heart. He was still in a hurry to find Doña Josefa, so he turned and ran down the road to the house. And just as he arrived there, he noticed a woman and a child getting down from a wagon. And he said, "Have you seen Doña Josefa?" And they said, the woman said, "Yes, we just delivered her to Mr. Theo's house. His wife has become ill." George sat down on the front steps of the house and put his head in his hands. He'd missed her again. And we'll leave him there until next Sunday. But before you go to Sunday school, let's say a prayer. Dear God, we thank you for the sunrises and the sunsets and the beautiful colors of this world. We thank you for those who help us along our way, especially for those who extend to us the hand of friendship. In Jesus' name we give thanks. Amen.